We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Well, once again, the last programme of the series gives us the opportunity to look back over some of the high spots of the show so far, and here they are. So, we'll be trying to match them in today's programme, which features those hardy perennials, Tess of the D'Urbervilles and Jude the Obscure. And that's the joke for today's show. So let's get on and meet our eager competitors. Or rather, it says on my script here, competitots, and I'm inclined not to change it. Pembroke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And Graham Garden and Barry Crime. And we're going to start teams with a familiar round, sound charades. One team has to make noises and the other team must guess what they mean. The audience are let into the secret and can help by applauding when the various contestants are getting warmer and doing the other thing when they're not. On our computer board here in the studio, the answers will be flashed up. And also you at home will be told by the mystery voice, whose identity will be revealed next week.
Moonraker.
Tim and Willie, you're going to do the first charade.
Are we, Hump?
You are, indeed.
Yes, looking forward to it immensely, Hump.
Will you tell Graham and Barry whether it's a film, a book, or a play, or
it's
what?
It's a book and a film.
It's a book and a film.
It's one word.
And we're going to do it all in one.
Ish. Yes. After you.
Now, why do I have to,
It's a rotten impersonation, but I've got an eye closed.
And, do you have to actually work?
Well, Mr. Patrick Moore, he said, saving the
impression.
Well, Mr. Patrick Moore, interesting you should ask why
yes,
we are.
Yes, Bill Sarbat.
Standing in the outer galaxies.
Yes, Bill Sarbat.
Contemplating these falling dead plants.
Yes, it's getting better. Not much, but it is getting, why?
I've got to have a lot to do with the soil. What one has to do is to till and reap.
Till and reap, yeah.
Till and reap this, then plant your little seeds. But you've got to get your implement out, Patrick.
The answer lies in the dust, I think.
It lies more in your implement.
Really? Yes. So what are you doing that, scratching that dust over
this
there?
This is the very implement of which I usually use.
To scratch?
On this sort of place.
Perhaps you'd like to hop over there and,
Why don't you shut up?
With that
clue's enough.
With that helpful bit of applause.
The audience seem as baffled as we are, and they saw the clue.
You'd better start guessing now, Barry and
one word.
Graham.
And it's a film, and it's out in space, and he's being agricultural and using a rake. Moonraker.
Oh.
Must have been a terrific
right.
Patrick Moore.
Eight out of ten for that.
It was the eye.
And, Graham and Barry, it's your turn to do a charade now. And I better tell you right away that you'll get a bonus of ten if it's shorter than that last one. The answer's going up on the board here, and here it is for you at home through the mystery voice.
Chicago.
Graham and Barry, will you tell them what it is?
It's, that will give the
just
game
tell them what
oh,
it
I
is.
See.
That's the idea.
It's, musical.
And it was a film in another life, another existence, which I only said to confuse you, but it was.
Well done. One word.
One word. And we'll do it all at once.
And then we'll do the charade. I say, look at that boat over there, that boat or ship. What do they leave? Oh, good Lord, they're loading on all those frocks and dresses, aren't they?
Very smart.
Very smart.
Gee,
and fashionable, aren't they? All those things going into that boat are terribly fashionable.
My word.
The height of fashion.
I know what this is. It's got two C's. You're using the C twice. The chic cargo.
Very good.
Well done, Tim. That
ship
that
of
earns
fools.
You another turn.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'll never get it right again.
Which is going up on the board now. Here it is for you at home.
Heaven Can Wait.
The audience here knows what it is, so Tim and Willie, will you tell the teams whether it's a film, a book, or whatever?
It's a film. In fact, it's been more
twice.
Than one film.
Yes,
we're not quite sure whether
a possible paperback.
It's got three words, and we're going to do it all at once, probably rather brilliantly. Possibly not.
We'll be the judge of that.
No, you won't.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. The Spanish lady at the table over there would like to do disgusting things with your lithe body upstairs now.
Would you tell her I'll be over as soon as I finish this game of bowls? sorry, I've got a dictionary to compile. I'll be over as soon as that's happened. It's the,
You can stop now.
Oh, come on!
Drake and Dictionary. Bowles Spanish Dictionary.
I would say you were exactly on the wrong lines.
My Yiddish Armada.
Spanish waiter... Bowles Dictionary.
Spanish waiter.
Not
called
Manuel. Spanish waiter. It didn't sound a bit Spanish.
Spanish. Well, no, but we make allowances for bad performance.
Oh, Spanish lady. What?
All those three clues you brought up are all irrelevant. So I think a round of applause for getting three clues that were nothing to do with it.
No. Spanish is relevant.
No.
No, thank you. Thank you. More help than they are.
Has Bowles anything to do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Something. Something,
dictionary?
Actually.
Dictionary is. Yes, must be. No.
It's got the right words.
Drake?
In it. No.
No.
No. No.
What would you call a Spanish lady who was ready for you over in the corner?
Darling.
Oh.
I don't think they're going to get it, are they?
I don't think they are, no.
You pull up for Carmen, no.
Are we going to have to do an alternative version?
All right.
Willie, your time is up. You've been so good.
Go to hell.
What are you doing?
Oh, heaven can wait.
Yes.
I don't know why I come to you.
Well, you got it in the end. Right, Graham and Barry, you have another charade now. It's going up on the board, and here it is for you listening at home.
Charlie's aunt.
I can't hear it.
I'll go home.
Okay, will you tell Tim and Willie what it is, whether it's a film or a book or what?
Play.
It was a play, and it's been films.
And a television. Two words.
Two words.
We're doing the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And I'm going to start now.
Graham's going to start now.
Is Echo anything to do with it?
It's movie.
No.
Yes.
Barry.
Yes?
Do you know that mine are real?
What?
Nothing.
Sorry, I'm not in this, but I threw that in as an ad lib. What? What did
mine
you say?
Mine are real as well, and I'll tell you something else.
Yeah?
Willie's are real.
As well as mine and yours.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tim?
Yes?
Tim's are real.
Tim's are real.
And I'm so real, obviously.
I'm so real.
And what's the pianist, Jeffy? Colin Sell.
Colin Sell.
Is real?
Did hear tell they were. Yep. Little bird tell me, yep. Mm. They're real.
What about, Charlie?
Ooh.
Yeah? No?
No.
So ours are real.
Yeah.
But,
clever, isn't it? Charlie's aunt. We'll keep them out of the...
Yeah. I wish we'd thought of that.
Before we go on to the next round, here's where I tell the teams that at the end of the programme they have to announce the late arrivals at the Common Market Ball.
Ball. Oh, come on!
Only
30% could be bothered to vote. Only 30% would be bothered to laugh at Common Market Ball.
That's par for the course.
That's true.
And speaking of par for the course, Hump.
Okay, well, now we go on to the next round.
Good.
And this is a round called Tell Me the Time. I'm going to ask each member what time it is and award marks accordingly. Let's start with you, Willie Rushton.
Opening time. No, it isn't, unfortunately. I've got a digital watch that exploded. I'd say it was about 12:33.
Barry, how about you?
My rust-proof, waterproof watch caught fire, so this is from memory. 1:17.
Mm-hmm. Graham?
Well, I haven't got a digital watch. Mine's got hands, which makes it a manual watch.
You need hands.
And, pardon?
Nothing.
No. My watch says 1:30.
I'm sorry. Oh. Hesitation there. Tim?
Any time you can make it, Hump. But 4:30... I'll give you the time of day any time you want, but it's 4:33, depending where you're sitting.
Right. Okay.
Good round.
Very good round.
It's a new one, that. Yeah. A new one.
Enjoy. You're playing it at home.
And we go on to the round that's called Pick Up Song, and this is one that's dead easy. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. A member of the opposing team must then sing a different song, but starting with that word.
Oh.
Well, and you can start a song, Tim Brooke-Taylor.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Easy come, easy go. No. It's S-E. Engine.
E.
He's just my Bill. E.
You
yes,
wanna...
you can take E.
E.
Yes,
yes,
just my
yes,
Bill.
I'll allow that.
An ordinary guy. Guy, I'm in love with a wonderful... wonderful morning, oh, water.
Water is your
water,
word.
Water, cool, clear water. barren waste and still no sign of...
Of a picture paints a thousand, but no. of you, the lure of you. I like the look of you, didn't I? Pardon?
Lure of you.
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 You. Yeah. If you like. You. You are. You. You are my sunshine.
Sunshine.
Of my life.
Sunshine of my life.
That was very attractive.
It was rather attractive.
Life, Tim.
I got someone to turn to.
That was brilliant.
I was a bit surprised myself.
And two for tea, you for me, and me for you alone.
What?
Alone.
Alone again, naturally.
Yes.
I didn't sing it in Irish, but it came out the wrong nostril.
Built like an organ. 50 nostrils. 2 of them his own. I'm just putting in for Graham's sake.
Naturally.
Lee.
It's too easy, really. Isn't
yeah.
Oh, God.
We won't go for the obvious ones here.
Naturally. Lee. Doing what comes naturally. Yes.
I think that gives you...
previous line finished with naturally.
I think that gives you the round.
I think so.
You the round. And this is the round that used to be called Calypso or Blues and is now called Calypso Blues, Rugby Song or Limerick. One side gives the other side a song to sing and the other side, believe it or not, sings it. Okay. Who wants to start on this one?
They do. We're getting the vibes.
I agree with that. They do.
Well, do you want to give them a subject?
Very pleased, indeed.
Yes. How about the Willie Whitelaw... Calypso.
Thank you.
Oh, Willie Whitelaw is a bit of a dish.
I tell a lie, he looks like a fish.
He's the only man I know can pee 20,000 fathoms under the sea.
Nothing to beat.
Okay, Tim and Willie, you get a mark for that. And will you give Barry and Graham a subject?
Speaking of fish, could you do the Magnus Pike calypso?
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, what?
Tim,
yes. Tim. Magnus Pike, he's a very fine man. Always waving his arms and wiggling his hand. I asked him to explain the other day the principles of the helicopter, but he just flew away.
Oh. And Graham and Barry quite obviously win that round. We go on to a round which we haven't played for some time, and it's called Initials. I'm going to read each team some abbreviations, and they must tell me what they think each stands for. We're going to do that one at a time. We're going to start with you, Barry. Will you tell me what NPFA stands for? NPFA.
NPFA. Nicholas Parsons... doesn't amount to much.
Pretty good.
Was it
pretty
warm?
Good. It's not absolutely right.
It's either that or the National Playing Fields Association.
Right the first time. Now then, Willie. Willie, your initials are FRAS. FRAS.
Fiona Richmond attacks suddenly. Fellow Royal Astronomical Society.
Absolutely right, yes.
Good Lord.
Graham Garden. YMCA.
They're a great team. The Yokohama Mornington Crescent All-Stars.
Absolutely right. Over to you, Tim. Right. Tim, yours are WRP. WRP.
Willie Rushton for Pope. I'd like to think. It's the Workers' Revolutionary Party, so-called.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Right.
Barry, over to you again.
Oh.
PDSA.
Pigeon Droppings for South Africa. There is an appeal. I hope you'll all find out about it.
That's one in the eye for South
Please
Africa.
Please subscribe.
Or
People's Dispensary for Sick Animals.
Willie.
Yes?
ECA. ECU, I'm sorry.
Oh, I got an ECA too. ECU. Euro Parliament Causes Uncontrollable Urge to Upchuck, but that's too many U's.
Near enough, though, isn't it? I
mean, oh.
English Church
Union.
Thank you, Tim. Mm. English Church Union. Mm. That's boring.
That's it's good, though. It's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Can't have everything.
You learn a lot from this, don't you, this person?
Yes.
You do indeed.
Not to play.
Graham, what about ENG?
ENG. Eliminate Noel Gordon. In fact, it's an abbreviation for English.
Very good, yes. As a supplementary to that, can you tell me what ENG LIT stands for?
Eliminate Noel Gordon literally.
Correct. Tim Brooke Taylor, ACGB. ACGB.
He's a bit that way himself.
A cracking good Briton, yes, quite right. ACGB, this is a Reader's Digest thing. Association for Cannibalizing Good Books.
Oh,
it'll be funny,
the heart,
but it's
from the heart.
Yes. I don't know. I'm the only person that doesn't know.
I don't know either. That's 5 points.
No. Is it the Arts Council? It rings a bell.
It's the
Arts
people who, the
Council
people who
Grant
Board. Finance this whole performance.
Of Great Britain.
Arts Council of Great
Arts
Britain.
Arts Council of Great Britain.
Round of applause, yeah. They're sending us out on tour next month. Okay, let's go on now to another round, which is called limbo dancing. It's absolutely simple. Both teams have got to get under a bar 6 inches above the ground by bending over backwards. And Colin Sell will provide a suitable accompaniment. Out to the middle of the floor, please.
Tim's got a handicap, hasn't he?
That's got nothing to do with this.
Get into position, teams. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right, go.
My word. Tim's bent.
Oh, oh. Oh, you took it easier than
me. Nice to me to be leading.
I'm removing my appliance. I'm going.
He's under the bar as far as he's able.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Mom.
Tim. Tim gets a bonus, actually, for that one, for doing it carrying a yard of ale.
A
Oh, that's what it was.
Was this the handicap you
were looking at? Well, it's handy.
In fact, Willie Ruston went through the under the bar like grease lightning and wins that round. I'll tell you what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, at this moment. We're going to play the final round in this series of Mornington Crescent. Oh. And this is going to be no special rules
idea,
for one reason, and that is it's going to be Mornington Crescent against the clock.
Will there be room? Will there be room?
The clock will probably win.
Yeah. And teams, you've got to beat the clock as well as beating each other.
I was just reminded of the Irish show jumper who broke his nose, jumping against the clock. Just reminded, that's all.
Okay.
For our Irish listeners, that
was Gary
Cry. Are
you ready to start the clock? You ready, teams?
Straight rules apart from the clock.
Straight rules apart from the clock.
Oh.
Speed is of the essence, whatever that means. And we'll start the clock now.
Oxford Circus.
Charing Cross Road.
Trafalgar Square.
Leamington Spa.
Cannon Street.
Chipping Ongar.
Objection from Tim.
They're getting silly about this.
Stop the clock.
Sorry, Leamington Spa and Chipping Ongar don't work. They're not.
They do against the clock.
Straight rules. You can't place it.
Oh, cock fosters.
That would have been good.
Well, I don't know. When I've played it, we've allowed places as far flung as that.
Yes,
we'll ask the audience. Just the audience. Yes.
On the other hand,
overruled.
No.
Oh, come on.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
No.
What do you mean, no? What did I ask in the first place? You don't even know what I asked. Now, Tim's been overruled in that one.
Actually, quite seriously, if we're not going to play it seriously, it's meaningless at home.
All right, well, let's play it according to Tim's rules.
We'll curb the path.
Well, the basic rules. I like the idea of the clock. It speeds it up. But the basic rules. And you've got to stick to,
Tim.
You know, the usual.
You're going to tell us what we can say.
Okay.
You know what we can...
Right, start the clock again. Now, quickly.
Regent Street.
Trafalgar Square.
Mornington Crescent Plaza.
Piccadilly Circus. No, don't accept that. Piccadilly Circus.
That was just silly.
It's a little back street in Tibet. Condit Street.
Pond Street.
Lowest Court Road.
Falls Pond Road.
Heath Street.
Haverstock Hill.
Northern Line.
What?
Northern Line.
Oh, God. Wigmore Street.
Belsize Park.
Belsize Avenue.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes.
1, 2. Thank you.
I've always been.
Well, Barry, unfortunately, you didn't beat the clock.
Oh.
So you don't score as many marks as you would have done if you had. Well, and we go on now to where I ask the teams for the last time in this series to announce some late arrivals. These are late arrivals at the Common Market Ball.
They're Mr. and Mrs. Ermountain and their son Bert Ermountain.
And their aristocratic grandfather, Lord Mountain.
And Mr. and Mrs. Lake and their son Wayne Lake.
There's Midshipman Edward Easy over there, known to us all merely as E.E.C. Well, how about Monsieur and Madame Giscard d'Estaing and their son Valerie and their daughter Norman? Well, and his hamster, damn.
Oh, and he's brought that slut Agnes Recultural Policy, the rather unpopular Common Agricultural Policy. Hair tonic, the rather sauerkraut. Oh, there's Mr. and Mrs. Mov Movement. And their daughter, Frida Mov Movement.
And
Alec Tariff Barrier. What?
And their au pair, Belle Jum.
Shout out anything you know about the Common War. Nothing.
No.
We're whipping up a national apathy campaign. Thank you for joining in so enthusiastically.
I thought Vatican City would go further in the European Cup. It's those long red shorts they have to wear and play on their knees.
Well, Well, it's always a sad moment when we come to the end of a series.
Not this time, it isn't. Oh, yeah. Not with a banger, but a wimpy.
But it's always nice to end on rapturous applause. Thank you, Barry. Thank you very much. Well, that's all for this week and also for this series. So we'll be with you all again when it starts up again, whenever that may be. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.
Many listeners have asked for the rules of the popular family game Mornington Crescent. Well, unfortunately, there are so many variants of the game, it's impossible to go into them in detail. But if you remember that it's basically just the game we all used to play when we were children, you won't go far wrong.